I want to find, like, who was it that, like, tags us for Speedy and then deleted it? I want to find out who did that. Do you want?
On the logs.
Yeah, let's look up the logs and, like, go chase them down later. Okay, I'm gonna go over to the first. Oh my goodness, a Wikimedia Foundation era. Come on, save. Yay! Okay, I'm gonna go over to our first citation and start writing the technical things about the reg structure.
Let me guess, theme and variations?
Well, let's see what it says.
Well, having put it in the MIDI, it looks like it sure seems like one.
I think I'm gonna do a block quit for this because this is pretty interesting.
You have to actually say the quote after saying that, you know? You can't.
See, people will guess it.
Ooh, well, I'm gonna work on anticipation, darling. I'm gonna hold you in suspense between my little fingers and drop you when I want. Okay, I'm reading this thing. Okay.
You'd make a great femme fatale, you know.
Who, me? I don't know what you're talking about, my dear. Gives way to a sophisticated. Okay. Reading. Do I have to use block quote? I hate block quote. The lyrical C
Speaks
is
it
an
up.
interesting development in feeling on the A section. Okay, I'm typing this. D section introduces us to one of Scott's favorite devices, the echo or call and response. Okay. Let me make sure the punctuation I'm transcribing is right. I'm flipping between windows as I do this. The echo or call and response phrasing. Okay. Just set apart by commas. In which an idea usually. Interesting. Okay, so one of Scott's favorite devices, the echo or call and response phrasing, in which an idea usually of one measure is stated and then repeated an octave higher. This theme develops the feel of B once again with the use of similar chords. The modulation at the trio is unusual in that it goes to the dominant A flat instead of the subdominant, which would have put section C and D in the key of G flat. Perhaps Stark objected to a score with six flats. He did later with Joseph Lamm's Excelsior, but then gave in. So I probably won't quote the whole thing, but I think I'm gonna transcribe it and then decide how much of this to paraphrase and how much this is like worth directly quoting. This is good.
Speaking
It'll
of
be good to
which,
see how you do the prose.
here's the score up to the change to A flat.
Okay.
Thank you.
halfway through the input moment. There's two more pages of input on two pages left.
That sounded good. Thank you.
I don't know how interesting of a recording this is going to be, but...
Well, you know, we might... Whoever's doing the ultimate editing might decide to, like, take out some of the dead air. You know, I think it would be really cool if we've got somebody who has the ability to do animations to take, you know, the different edits and build up an animation of our edits during the recording.
Sounds fun.
Does anybody have this?
I've added a reception section to the article.
Oh, great. That's wonderful.
Can we link to a wiki source?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's actually a special wiki source template for this. If you look at either That Mysterious Rag or I Want to Go Back to Michigan, there's a special one that says and that Wikisource has full lyrics and sheet music. I already set that up, so...
I'm on it.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I'm sure I'm going to run into some conflicts here, so I'm just going to save the, like... Ooh! This actually works out. Oops. Well, you know, this isn't big enough for Did You Know Quite Yet, but it's starting to look like an article. We've got a couple of sections here, and we've got a few citations. Oh, who wants to get into the other side of the scholarly debate about how much involvement Scott Joplin had in this? Because there was another source we had that said that Joplin was instrumental in getting the Frog Legs Rag published. And
that's actually what I'm working on right now.
Oh, great, great. Is that the I was skimming through all the sources as I was preparing for this, and there was a source, I'm not sure if it's the same one, but there was a source that claimed that even as Scott Joplin's own career was lagging, that the publication of Scott Frog Legs Rag showed that he was helping out young artists. Do you see that in your source?
I'm looking over.
Okay.
I'm not sure if this is a typo or not, but let me hear what everyone else thinks. The keynote is this one. Here's how it sounds in context. It could be this. Or instead of that slightly dud low chord, it could be this purer octave. And everyone thinks it's up to low, I suppose.
It's much better.
You like the latter one?
Yeah. Because
it sounds good.
It sounded a little flat, the low chord.
It was a seventh, and I almost never hear sevenths played that way. It's almost always octaves in my experience. I suspect it's a mild typo, but it just about works as a seventh, so it's kind of ambiguous. Shall we hear that? Let me add a pause after that for a minute and see what, just so everyone can hear. That is the E, and here's what's written.
Very discordant.
Yeah, let's go with the octave. It's probably what's intended. A little kind of bump, you know. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Eh.
Yeah. If this was a modern composition, then it might be the seventh, but in this period, I find it hard to believe that someone would use a seventh in that way. Everyone else agree?
Does
anyone else think that I'm right, or that,
What were you asking?
It's hard to listen to that and answer a sophisticated question at the same time. I'm like, oh, wait a second, I just found another good citation on another page. I trust you. I think the second one sounds pretty good, but this is just like, oh, I like it. Sounds good. You can dance to it. I'd give you a 92. You know.
Yes, just say it's, the scores have a tendency to have at least one typo, but it's an awkward way. It's not really sure if it is a typo or not.
No, it's a typo. It sounds too discordant.
Well, it's not so bad when it has the layout. Sounds like this. It's moved a lot out.
Yeah, I can see that.
Put it as a score says it, if I find some contradictory evidence. You know, it's not a ridiculous discordance. Want me to clean up my MIDI into a new edition of the score while I'm at it?
I'm sorry?
Once I'm done with the MIDI, creating a MIDI is pretty similar to setting a new edition of the score, so do you want me to continue some cleanup work and,
Oh, yeah, sure, if you want to. Oh, yeah, I understand. Yeah, sure. Thanks.
But it's hardly an extra work by the time you get to the point. I can think of a few things where you just threw in a few dynamics so that looks easier.
Okay, I have to kind of get back to here to make sure that I'm not inadvertently repeating the same phrasing as the source without quotes. I don't want to be accused of plagiarism, but you know how sometimes you just like you get distracted for a second and you're like, oh wait, did I use the same phrase? And you forget.
Are song titles italicized?
No, they're put in quotes.
Okay, thanks.
Sure.
Obviously, I've not read the Manual of Style. I really don't intend to.
Hey, that's what you ask people. You know, that's what's cool about, you know, we're collaborating, so that rather than you have to, like, run off, and it's like, you waste more time, it's like, I'm right here, and, oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, thanks for that little bit there. Wait a second, do we need, two iterations of the book title, then? How about I'll introduce him as Ragtime Encyclopedist. Here we go. Call that a copy edit. There we go.
How much is left in that scene in the article?
How much is left?
Yeah.
Well, we haven't... I think somebody's working on the scholarly debate about whether Scott Joplin played a key role in getting Frog Legs Rag published.
Oh, I just saved that page.
Oh, you did? Oh, let me refresh.
I'm just asking how much is left, because...
I don't see it.
I have a bad feeling I may have to end the recording soon.
Scott Joplin's involvement.
Oh, well, okay, if you need to end the recording at some point, we can, you know... I guess the last thing we can do is try a character count and see how close we are to getting this a DYK in this time. Is this about a good time for you?
It's at almost an hour, so...
Yeah, it's almost an hour. Okay, well, let's see how we get. I'll take this, and taking out the text for the citations, let's see what we get in terms of word count. Or character count is what we need for a DYK. So we need 1,500 for a DYK. I think we'll be able to get it, even if we don't, you know, necessarily finish it all within the first hour. Let's see how close we've come, though. Oh, Mitch, I think... Remember when we were doing that one DYK the other day? I think that the difference in the character count is that we needed to take out the citation formatting. So I'm removing this in my text editor and just seeing where we stand. Okay. Ooh! Hey, we're already at DYK!
What, how much?
Good news, guys. They count the spaces. We've got 2,182 spaces, and we need 1,500.
Good. So, I guess...
So high five, guys! We have earned ourselves a DYK! We actually did it in an hour.
Nice.
Yes.
Now he's gonna put the ending to this.
Wonderful!
He's gonna put the ending to this.
Despite the speeding deletion. Well, we can... there's still some more expansion
to do.
I'm sorry?
Who gets credited?
Everybody who was here. This is a collaborative. I'm going to have to go back in Photoshop and take that Library of Congress librarian stamp off the front of this cover page. Well, this was definitely not published in 1917, when you look at this. Yeah, oh, 1906. And I still don't know why it has that title, Frog Legs Rag, but maybe we can find out. Well, do we want to have a couple of, a little wrap-up here, and a couple of, you know, okay, well, the article's not done yet, but it's never done, and we're not, you know. But just a little thank you all for coming. This is fun.
There's two different Library of Congress's stamps on it.
Yeah, Library of Congress is pretty nasty that way. I can take off the top one pretty easily, but the one down below by the frog's foot, that's going to be some work. But I'll see what I can do with it. What's the resolution on this again? 688 kilobytes. It's not going to be a featured picture, but we can make it look pretty good. So you want to like just go down from the top down and just say a few final words here? Gary, thank you for coming. How'd you like this?
It was fun. Not really the topics that I usually edit, I guess, but I learned a lot.
That's what I learned a lot, too. Yeah, if you want to do this again sometime and propose a topic that you enjoy or something, you know, we'll have to do it again.
If I might make a suggestion, can we read off the art as it stands now?
Do we have enough time, Mitch? Do you have time for that?
Somewhat. My sister's starting to talk, though.
Okay. Let's do an audio recording of this to add to the article a little bit later after it's a little bit more developed. Because I was talking last night with Shoemaker in unrecorded chat about possibly for song articles that we build up and start for DYK, of doing a recorded version of it for vision-impaired readers, because music would be someplace that people who don't see very well would want to go, right? So, Mitch, any thoughts?
Not really a topic I'm interested in, and I wasn't able to do much because I have other in-your-life things to do. But I hope this turned out as well as I hope.
It's looking pretty good, and thank you so much for recording. That is just golden. It really is. Shu, voice, I'll try to get that done.
Right, sorry, I was just trying to get the third page finished. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit longer before the MIDI's ready. Do you want to do a follow-up on this tomorrow, and we can talk briefly about what we did in the meantime?
If you want. Zev?
Zev? I'm just deciding whether to remove this, this ref after the thing.
You're editing, yes. Sikindra?
I learned a lot about Fogland Drag, and I haven't actually been writing articles in a while, and it's good to be back into it. Oh, we got to start class.
Yeah, I think we got it up to start class.
That's good, now we can call the end to this thing.
Well, thank you, everybody. We've just got ourselves... What?
Play out with the rest of the MIDI that I created since the last time.
Yeah, let's call that our closing music. Thank you all.